Hi everyone, this is going to be an audio article on domain name and website basics by Ryan Alice. And it's coming from the site zeromillion.com, and the knowledge level is pretty much basic, novice, entry level. This article will cover how to register a domain name, how to obtain the right hosting for yourself, how to decide whether to do it yourself or hire a web developer and designer, what software you need to do it yourself, why you really don't need to know HTML, how to create your homepage, how to give your page just titles, how to put pictures on your pages, how to create a multiple page site using links, and how to create basic graphics, and also how to publish your site to the internet via file transfer protocol. If you do not already have a company, a product, or a service, then this audio is perhaps not the best place to begin for you. I would suggest reviewing content on writing a business plan, finding a product, or finding business ideas. However, if you do have a business, and you're ready to develop a website for your business, or if you just want to develop a website for any other reason, then this will be right for you. The importance of your website. Your website is the representation of your company on the internet, often gives the first impression of your company to a visitor, and maybe your only chance to impress that visitor and earn their business. There are hundreds of millions of websites on the internet, so if yours does not clearly convey the benefits to the visitor right away, is difficult to navigate, takes too long to load, or has horrible copy, then you might as well forward your website to your competitor's website. However, with a little bit of learning and practice, anyone can create a well-designed, easy-to-navigate, and quick-loading website that performs exactly the function you wish. Registering a domain name. The first step to building a website is to register your domain name. A domain name is the letters or words that visitors must type in to come to your website. For example, yahoo.com, amazon.com, and msn.com are all domain names. Essentially, they are words, although numbers can be used, that tell your browser which server to go to and which website to display on the screen. While there are a number of free services that will host your site for you, like GeoCities or AngelFire, unless you are creating a personal site, you will not want to use these. If you wanted to buy some pearls online, would you rather buy from freshwaterpearls.com or geocities.com/members/shop/park/jewelry/tilde/fwp/pearls.htm? Not only is the first one easier to remember, it gives you a much higher level of credibility. Almost everyone would feel more comfortable buying from the merchant that has their own domain name. A domain name gives you a greater level of credibility than a free service, and gives you complete control. So if your site will be representing your business, or you want to sell products, you must have your own domain name. Not to worry, however. Domain names are inexpensive and easy to register. The hardest part about registering a domain name is figuring out what you want your domain name to be. Almost every word and combinations of words in the English language and many other languages have already been registered by someone else. One day it took me from noon until 8 p.m. just to find a domain name for a content site I wanted to create. I had a number of ideas and possibilities, but the first 100 or so that I thought of were already taken. However, there are a number of extensions that you can register for your site. If the .com extension is taken, you can always register the .net, .us, .biz, .info, .cc, .org, or .pro, and there are even others. However, the .com extension remains the standard, and with another extension you risk losing visitors as some will become confused and type in the .com when they try to return. If you already have a business name, then you will usually want to register your business name as your domain name. However, you'll want to keep it as short as possible, best around 5 to 10 characters, and no longer than 14. If your business name is longer than 14 characters, then see if you can abbreviate your name. For example, a law firm by the name of Morrison & Forster, LLP, could have registered morrisonforrester.com, which would have been long and harder to remember, but instead they registered mofo.com, M-O-F-O.com, a very easy to remember domain name. Don't have a business yet? If the website will be for your business and you do not have a business name yet, you'll probably want to develop the business name first. Be sure to do a trademark search and register with your local government. If you'll be incorporating your business, be sure to read articles on how to incorporate your business and is incorporation right for you. On the other hand, if you'll just be posting information, have no plans to develop a business, and perhaps are just trying to create a community, then your domain name can be whatever you wish. Be sure to keep it short and easy to remember, however. So how exactly do you register for your domain name? Well, there are many options. If you're just looking for a domain name and not hosting, then you can register your domain name at sites like 000domain.com and register.com, among many others. You can expect to pay anywhere between about $8 and $35 a year to keep your domain registered. There are many discount domain registrars that enable you to keep your domain registered for about $10 a year. For more options, you can find a list of ICANN-accredited registrars at www.internic.com. Register.com does cost a bit more to register a site, but it is unique in that it will register your domain name and also host a basic three-page site for you. This can be a good option if you just want three pages, do not need total control, and won't be selling anything. However, if you wish to sell anything, grow your website beyond three pages, and have more control, you will want to obtain hosting for your site. Here's a quick tip. Be sure to keep track of how many years you originally registered your domain name for and what company you registered with. Often, competing registrars will mail you official-looking domain name renewal notices when your domain comes up for renewal that are simply ploys to get you to switch registrars and aren't always in your best interest. Let's review what we've gone over so far. First, keep your domain name short. Second, abbreviate your business name if you have to. Third, the .com extension is the most common for businesses and gives you the most credibility. Fourth, however, many .com addresses are already taken, so you either have to be creative and come up with something unique or use a different extension. Fifth, you can check the availability of domain names and register them at www.register.com or any of the other thousands of domain registrars. Sixth, Register.com is a bit more expensive than most, but does offer free hosting if you just want a three-page site with a little bit of information. 7th, keep track of which company you register with and the number of years you register your site for. 8th, if you also want hosting for your site, which you'll likely want if you plan to develop your site right away, listen on. So what is hosting, and how do I select what is best for me? For a website to come up when a visitor types in your domain name, all the files for the website have to be stored somewhere on a server. Hosting simply is the storage of these files on the server. Large sites will generally own their own server, and super sites like Yahoo or Amazon have floors of buildings filled with nothing but servers. However, for sites in the 1 to 2,000 page range, generally you won't need your own server. What you will need, however, is space on a server. To obtain this space, you'll need to purchase a hosting package from a hosting provider. You have two options when it comes to getting a website started. You can register your domain name first, then buy hosting, or you can do both at the same time and save time and money. Generally, the registrar sites I mentioned above are only if you want to secure a domain name, but don't want to start building your site right away. If you do want to get started as soon as possible, I'd suggest buying hosting and registering your domain name through the same company at the same time. In most cases, the hosting company doesn't really register the domain themselves. They usually just register a domain name with a registrar that they work with in a partnership. However, they will take care of setting everything up for you and making sure you are ready to go ASAP. So what are the options for hosting companies? Again, there are thousands. Personally, I used a host called Hostway at www.hostway.com. They seem to offer a good balance of price and quality. However, if you are trying to save money every place possible, you can save a few dollars per month by going with a discount hosting company like OLM at olm.net. However, don't expect the same level of customer support, speed of servers, or uptime. If you are looking to the higher end of the spectrum and price is not an issue, then I'd suggest looking at hosting from Verio at verio.com, V-E-R-I-O. So how much space and what features do you need? Most hosting companies offer a number of different packages that vary in a number of ways. If you will be creating a small site, less than 10 pages or so, all you'll really use is about 10 megabytes of space at the most. Generally, even the lowest priced option has 50 megabytes. So you shouldn't have a problem going to the low end. For example, one of the sites I own receives 120,000 visitors monthly and is 185 pages in size. The site uses 95.2 megabytes of space and 4 gigabytes of bandwidth each month. My hosting package, which is $21.95 per month, gives me 200 megabytes of space and 10 gigabytes of bandwidth each month. Most likely, your site will, at least initially, be smaller than this. Many hosts also offer e-commerce hosting. However, this is a bit misleading. Even if you plan to sell products from your site, you generally will not need e-commerce hosting. If you plan to sell products on your site and will have less than 50 products or plan to do less than $500,000 per year in sales, you'll likely want to have your shopping cart hosted by a third-party provider. They host everything on their website and their servers, and as such, your server does not need e-commerce capabilities. If you plan to sell products from your site, be sure to listen to other audio tapes and read other articles on e-commerce and e-business. Let's review. 1. If you want to get started right away with your site, then you'll want to register your domain name with the same company you purchase hosting from. 2. Hosting for most sites will be between $10 and $25 per month. 3. Examples of hosting companies include Hostway.com, OLM.net, and Vario.com. There are thousands. 4. Unless you are planning on selling a lot of products or doing a lot of sales, you generally will not need to have e-commerce capabilities and extensions on your server. Generally, you'll want to purchase a shopping cart which will reside on a third-party server that already has these capabilities. Congratulations! You have a domain name and hosting. Now what? Once you've registered your website and obtained hosting, generally, within 24 hours, your hosting company will send you an email with your IP address and login password. What is an IP address? IP stands for Internet Protocol, and is the numbers that define which server your site is hosted on and where on the server the site is. Once you have the IP address and login password, you can begin to upload your website to your server. However, typing in your domain name will not bring up your site just yet. It usually takes about 72 hours for your domain name to become live once you register for hosting. Why? Your hosting company has to inform ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, that you've registered the site and which DNS servers to point the site to. Don't worry if you don't understand all this. Your hosting company will take care of all this for you. After about 72 hours, hopefully, you'll receive an email that lets you know your domain is live. Congratulations! Now you can type in yourdomain.com in a browser and your site will come up. However, you haven't uploaded anything to the server yet, so likely all that you'll see is an under construction or coming soon page that your host has provided for you. So how do you create a website? Creating a website can be fairly simple, or rather difficult, depending on what you want. If you just want a three-page site with a picture of your offices and some information on what your company does, you shouldn't have a problem doing this yourself. However, if your aim is to create an e-commerce website with a few hundred pages, database capabilities, an affiliate program, and on, you will either need to spend quite some time learning or hire a website development firm to do this work for you. You should be able to find a firm that can implement all the features I've stated above for less than $5,000. And if this is the type of site you want, be sure to read lots of articles on e-business, CGI scripting, affiliate programs, online marketing, and site design, just to make sure you don't get ripped off by a sleazy web development firm. I'm going to assume, however, that for now you are interested in building a basic website and wish to do it yourself. So what are the first steps? Well, first, you'll need three key software programs. You'll need a website design and development program, a graphic design program, and an FTP program. As far as site design and development software, you have a number of choices. Back in the golden days of the internet, pre-1998, the only option available was to learn HTML and hand code sites in the language. However, today, there are much simpler programs where all you have to do is type where you want text and place pictures where you want pictures. These types of programs are called what you see is what you get software, and as you can imagine, are much simpler to learn than a programming language. Popular options for what you see is what you get software, or WYSIWYG, include NetObject Fusion, FrontPage, NEMA Web Editor, and Dreamweaver. Prices for these programs range from about $100 to $299. In my opinion, Dreamweaver is by far the best of these. However, FrontPage is less expensive and a bit easier to use. The good news is that FrontPage Express, a free, limited version of FrontPage, comes with most all PCs. Just do a search for it under Start, Search. Also, if you have the Microsoft Office Suite, then you already have FrontPage somewhere on your computer. Thirdly, if you want to try out Dreamweaver, you can download a fully functional 30-day trial version from macromedia.com. If you plan on only creating a small site, 30 days should be more than enough time to create the site. However, you'll need a program for the future if you ever do wish to edit and make changes to your site. You can always also use the word processor Word if you're looking to create very basic sites. If you cannot find FrontPage on your computer, I'd suggest downloading the trial of Dreamweaver from macromedia.com. It's about 30 megabytes, so if you have a dial-up connection, it may take a couple hours to download. However, if you have high-speed cable modem or DSL, it'll only take about 5 minutes. Once you have the site development software, if you'll be working with pictures or want to learn how to create your own graphics, I'd suggest downloading a graphic design program. I'd recommend Fireworks by Macromedia. Again, you can download a fully functional trial from macromedia.com. Its download may take a few hours, however, if you're using a modem and not a high-speed connection. And finally, the last essential you need is a FTP, File Transfer Protocol, program. The most popular options are QTFTP and WSFTP Pro. Personally, I use WSFTP Pro and would recommend it. You can download a fully functional trial at ipswitch.com, ipswitch.com. You will use the FTP program to upload the pages and graphics you've created on your computer to your server so the rest of the world can see them. Let's review. 1. It usually takes about 24 hours to receive your IP address and password once you've signed up for hosting. Contact your host if you do not receive this within a couple days. 2. It usually takes 72 hours for your domain name to become live. Generally, your host will let you know, but if you're not sure, give them a call or send them an email. 3. For site design, you'll either need FrontPage Express, FrontPage, or Dreamweaver if you don't want to get into hand coding and learning HTML. 4. You can download a trial of Dreamweaver at macromedia.com. 5. You'll need Fireworks if you want to work with graphics. You can download the trial at macromedia.com. 6. You'll need an FTP program to upload your site to your server. You can download a trial of WSFTP Pro at ipswitch.com. Now I have the software, how do I create my homepage? First, install your site design software, Dreamweaver or FrontPage, if you haven't already. Then, double-click on your software to open it up. The first thing you'll see will be a blank white screen. This is the canvas for your future site. Just like you would type in a word processor, start typing. Put your text where you want the text, and use tables to separate your text into rows and columns. If you have an image you'd like to insert, simply put the cursor where you want the image to go, and insert the image using the menu bar at the top of the screen, generally Insert, Image. Experiment a bit until you get a handle on everything. If you want to create a graphic, like your logo or a button, go into Fireworks, or whichever graphic design program you are using. If you are unsure about how to do something, go through the proper tutorial under the Help menu. Both Dreamweaver and Fireworks have very good tutorials. If your company does not have a logo, it is likely best to hire a graphic designer to create one for you. You can find designers willing to do this for anywhere between $30 and $500, depending on what formats you need it in and how specific your vision for the logo is. If you just want a very basic logo with your company name, then you can likely do this yourself in your graphic design program. Let's assume you want to create a three-page site. One page will be your home page, one will be an About Us page, and the third will be a Contact Us page. the first step is to create your home page. Input the text you want on the page and any pictures and graphics. You can create a button for the About Us and Contact Us page, or you can just use text. Once you have either the buttons or the text, you'll want to link your page to the other two pages. Select the About Us text or button, and using your Properties Manager, type in aboutus.htm. Then select the Contact Us text or button, and input contactus.htm, or whatever else you want to call the pages. Just make sure you keep the extension .htm or .html. Just so you can understand what it was like back in the day when we had to hand code all this, if you were to type in the HTML code to do what we just did, make two links, it would be left arrow A, href equals, quote, about us dot htm, quote, right arrow, about us, left arrow, forward slash, A, right arrow, left arrow, A, href equals, quote, contact us dot htm, right arrow, contact us, left arrow, forward slash, A, right arrow. As you can see, it's a little bit more complicated. This way, whenever someone clicks on these links, they'll be taken to your other pages. You can also put links in the middle of sentences and link images, of course. Now title your page by right-clicking and going to Properties. The title is the words that show up at the top of a browser when you are looking at a page. Generally, you'll want to stick with your company name or site name for the title. I'll talk more about changing titles and inserting meta tags so you can be better placed in the search engines in other articles. Now, save your homepage. Generally, you'll want to call your homepage index.htm. Now, create a new page, and on that page, put information about you. Then save this page as aboutus.htm in the same folder as your homepage. Then create a page that has your address and email on it, title it, and save it as contactus.htm. Congratulations, now you have a three-page website. But visitors on the internet will not be able to view it yet. They will still get the under construction or coming soon page provided by your hosting company. You must now upload your pages using your FTP program to make them live. Open up your FTP program. I use WS FTP Pro and you may have downloaded that earlier. You'll need to create a new site so your program knows where to connect to. Input your domain name and your login password that you received from the email from your host in the proper fields, then click Connect. Note, if you do this within the first 72 hours after registering for hosting, before your domain name is live, input your IP address and not your domain name. In WS FTP Pro and in most FTP programs, there will be two sides. The left side is usually everything on your own computer, and the right is everything on the server. Usually, when you connect to your server, you'll be taking right to the part of the server that is yours. However, generally this is not the place to upload your files. Most often, you'll have to double-click on the icon titled www. This will usually take you to the right place. You'll know you're in the right place when you see a index.htm file. This is your under construction or coming soon page provided by your host. It also may be called default.htm. You'll want to overwrite this. To overwrite this and upload your other two pages, simply select them on the left and hit the arrow that goes left to right to upload. It should take a few seconds, but once done, your site will be live. Also remember, however, if you've used any pictures or graphics on your page, make sure you also upload these, or else they will not load for others looking at your website. Congratulations! This concludes Domain and Website Basics. You should now have a working website, have registered your own domain name, and have purchased the right hosting package for your needs. Please return to ZeroMillion.com for other audio articles by Ryan Ellis and other authors.